I've never seen an Asian with a mullet. You don't really. Yours is not a mullet.
No, no. Back then, bro, when we first started, it was bad.
He had a fat mullet, bro. Oh,
yeah. Is it a red flag if a guy knows all the names of every corn star?
Would you like say you guys know a lot?
I know a lot, yeah. I know a lot.
Jason knows more than me. I know a decent amount, though.
I'm giving up money first, bro.
What? No!
That's crazy! Bro,
hey, guys, welcome back to the 949 Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Kim.
Yes, sir.
Joined with my brother, Paulie.
What's good?
And on my left, we got Megan Yu.
Hello.
And on my left again, we got Jennifer Lee.
Hi, everybody.
What's going on?
We're back.
We are back.
Had the 2-year last week.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're back with another banger today.
Yep. The shout out to y'all for showing love on that video.
Oh, yeah.
Too. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, for real. But dude, there were some people who said they've been here since like 4K subs, 7K subs. Yeah, I was like, damn, bro. Yeah. That's crazy, bro.
Those made me so happy.
They really do, like,
that's
bro.
That's crazy.
But I'm not going to lie. I feel like kind of a lot of stuff happened since last time.
What happened?
Well, first of all, we finally finished that 949 Olympics video.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We can't go into too much detail.
Bro, that shit was jokes, bro.
It was jokes. We can't spoil the video, but I went back and watched what everyone said before we did the event.
Jason.
Yeah, in our previous videos, bro.
We're gonna clip that shit so
Someone clip times. It, please, bro.
Wait, is it coming out next week? It's coming out next week or in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But
I was going to say, there was one event in particular that when the viewers watched the final video, they might be cheesed about the final results, if you know what I'm saying.
Which one?
The long jump?
Yeah, the long jump. The long jump. There was big controversy on the long jump.
Let's not talk about it.
But yeah, honestly, that video almost didn't even happen. And I'm honestly glad that we got it done.
Yeah.
Dude, my legs were so fucking sore after that.
Same.
I don't know why.
Like the top of
the
your
hamstring
thigh.
And the everything, bro, was
crazy.
Hurting, bro.
Actually, so sore for days.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, I don't know why, bro.
Yeah,
but that video is a banger, bro.
For sure. It was fun filming too.
It was fun filming. It was low key, dude. It was hot, bro.
It was. You're used to the gym, bro.
Yeah, I mean, there is AC in the gym, but
there is.
Mm-hmm. It was hot as fuck, bro.
It was.
I can't lie. But look forward to that.
Yep.
That's coming out either next Wednesday or the Wednesday after.
Hella funny video, bro. Make sure. Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Four Asian kids touch grass for the first time.
Did you guys fuck with the video filming? Didn't shit?
I loved it.
Yeah. After I felt very good.
Okay.
I was like, oh, that was fun though. Hang out.
Good bonding. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Drop your rankings. What you
official?
Drop your rankings. Who you think won from first to fourth?
Yep.
And the losers gotta wear costumes.
They do.
So we won't reveal that yet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But the loser's gonna wear some costumes on
the episode after this, basically.
I think so.
Yeah.
But literally, dude, I got some shit to tell y'all. That night we filmed the 949 Olympic video.
Right.
Dude, I got into a fucking big ass car crash.
Oh my god. Let's get into that, bro.
Big ass car crash. Tony, I'll send you the pic. You can put up the pic right now of my car.
Fuck. Is it totaled? Dude,
so the insurance is gonna get back to me, but it's total, bro.
Fuck.
We went to the tow yard, and the workers at the tow yard is like, "Yeah, this shit's gone."
Really?
This shit's
really?
Gone. They said that they're gonna send it to like a special place where they fucking smash it up,
kill the car.
Wait, I'm not gonna lie. Did the car actually split, and it was between the pole? Like in that photo you sent to us,
pole. Yeah, no, the pole is in there.
Yeah,
it's
dude.
not like in there,
but
somewhat. It goes in.
Yeah.
So basically. Like, just starting that whole day off,
mm-hmm.
I woke up that day on Saturday at 6 a.m. to, like, fucking work at my coffee shop job.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I started that day at, like, 6.
Uh-huh.
And then fucking I worked.
Uh-huh.
We went, filmed the 949 Olympic video.
Yep.
That shit was mad tiring,
right.
Mad hot.
Uh-huh.
And then I went out to L.A. for my boy's birthday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then, bro, like, obviously, like, we did the birthday, whatever. I'm coming back home. I'm sober. We fucking, it's like 4 a.m.
Uh-huh.
So I've been up for like 22 hours at this point.
Yeah.
I'm mad tired. Uh-huh. And I can't lie. I was drifting in and out like since like 30 minutes out from home.
Uh-huh.
So I'm coming home. I'm drifting in and out. And then literally, I almost made it home. But the street right next to my house, right before you turn left in.
Uh-huh.
I fucking doze off, and I kind of like that street is like a 4-lane street,
yeah.
And I'm always on the far left
because
I gotta take a left into my neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
And I doze off four lanes, I hit a curb, and I hit the pole, and then the pole fucking falls onto the street. It covers lanes 2, 3, 4.
The pole fell?
There's a light pole that, you know, those big ass poles?
That fell?
That whole thing?
That hold up the light for the whole street?
Yeah.
That, boom. And my sleepy ass didn't even wake up till it was all over.
What?
So I didn't wake up to hitting the curb. You know how you hit the curb, you jump up?
Yeah.
So I didn't wake up to hitting the curb. I didn't even wake up to hitting the pole. The pole falls. I didn't wake up. I wake up. Everything's done. I smell like gas, bro. It's like a sharp ass smell. And then, like, you know when you can like step on the gas when you're in park?
Yeah.
That revving noise?
Yeah.
That noise is going. And then I hear gas and I just run out the car.
Yeah.
I'm looking at my shit and I'm good.
Uh-huh.
And then I just call the cops, bro.
Bro.
Yeah. It's like,
you call the cops?
Yeah. It's like 4:30 a.m. I call the cops. Call my mom.
How was that?
My mom. Okay, so
that was a long call, bro.
No, it was because, like, bro, like,
it's like right outside
bro,
your house.
You got lucky that you're alive,
bro. Dude. No. Bro. So, like, yeah. So this is like awesome, no joke shit. Like, there's a lot of things that could have went wrong. Like, obviously, like, I was probably out for like 15 seconds, cold, bro. So, like, I could have fucking hit another car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could have hit a fucking person.
Yeah, bro.
Or, like, because I was sleeping, the airbags didn't even go off. And if the airbags went off, one of the tow people told me, like, that could have, like, fractured my nose.
Oh, yeah. Because,
like,
yeah.
I wasn't bracing.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I was sleeping. So, it could have just popped in my face and just fucked my shit up.
Yeah.
And then, but I don't think I was going that fast because that street is not, like, like, usually I'm probably going, like, 40, 50 on that street.
It's so, like a 40, 50, you would have been done. I think you were probably at, like,
25?
15 or, or 10.
No, 15 is slow.
No.
That street, I'm usually driving, like, 40, 50. Like.
Yeah. Bro, that's crazy, though. You got to be careful, bro.
Dude, you got to be. Yeah,
genuinely, you thought you could make it home, though, after drifting for 30 minutes?
Nah, it wasn't, like, I feel like everybody's been, like, tired driving.
Yeah.
And, like, that's not my first time, like, being tired driving.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those where it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like, going like that.
Uh-huh.
And it happens, like, once every, like, 5 minutes or so.
Bro, that's pretty frequent. Yeah.
No, it's obviously because I fucking passed out. Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
But, dude, so, like, I call the cops, and then my mom comes, and then my grandma and my brother come, too.
Yeah.
And then they fucking had to call an electrician guy to move the pole.
Uh-huh.
And they had to call the tow truck guy to move my car.
Bro.
And then now I got like a rental and that shit's totaled. But yeah, no, I'm thankful that I'm good, bro.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
Actually,
yeah.
Nothing happened to me.
Dude, God was watching over you.
Bro, for real. Bro.
But also, you're about to get a fat check from the city.
Yeah, I don't know what I have to do with that.
No, because I know someone who has gone to a car crash like from a tree and they had to pay for the tree. Yeah, really.
How much was the tree?
Like, I think she said it was like $3,000.
Oh, bro,
for a tree.
Yeah,
I mean, the car like fucking broke the tree.
Oh, dude. Yeah,
and she had to pay the city.
Yeah, so I probably gotta pay the fucking city of Irvine.
Yeah,
but the I don't know. We'll see when the bill comes out. But basically, I had full coverage through insurance.
Okay.
For the car?
Yeah. Shout out Jake from State Farm. But But basically, what happens is you got to pay a deductible, which is like $1,000.
Okay.
And then they cover the rest.
Uh huh.
So like, I don't have to go out and pay for the fucking value of the car.
Okay.
And then I think my insurance rate goes up for a couple of years.
Yeah,
but sure. I don't gotta pay like $30,000 out of pocket for this fucking car, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think I gotta pay this fucking deductible, however much the fuck it is. And then
that light,
hopefully the insurance can fucking, I don't know, the fucking light shit, but but it's better than fucking me hitting another car or another person or whatever.
I'm
it is
very,
it is it
so.
Is bro,
you I'm so glad that you also didn't get like physically injured, like breaking your neck, bro, or nothing like that, you know.
Yeah. Real. And my mom, that was the most surprising thing because I was ready to fucking get a whole ass lecture, and I did for my mom, but my mom was actually surprisingly like very calm in that situation.
Yeah,
really.
And I could tell like she was just very like
worried,
glad that I nothing happened to me.
Yeah, for sure. Bro,
and I was like, damn, like, yeah. And I even went to go work out the next day because I was like, damn, the adrenaline's going, so I don't really know what's up with my body, but like I was like, let me go work out and see like when I'm pushing weight, like something's like wrong, you know?
It felt normal.
Yeah, I was like pushing the normal weight and nothing was happening, so.
That's good, that's good.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. You gotta be extra careful, bro, with driving, especially you, bro.
At night,
you know what happens when people drive bad, bro, for real.
Bro, that's not, bro, yeah. I don't
know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, bro. But I mean, it, like, yeah. like they said, it's good, you're good, you know?
I'm just glad that you're okay.
Yeah, yeah. At the end of the day, for yeah, sure. Yeah.
Doesn't matter, car, you could always replace it, you know?
Yeah. But everyone, bro, if you feel sleepy, bro, fucking take a nap, bro.
No, literally on the park side,
bro. It's not worth it, bro. It's not worth it, for sure.
Yeah.
There's too many stories about people falling asleep behind the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Way too many. But that was kind of sad.
No, no, bro. Honestly, to, like, turn it into a good thing, like, yeah, yeah, there was a lot of bad things that could have happened to me. But obviously, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm alive and well. Show goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. Thankfully, you know, I got a big thing coming tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's what I was about to say.
And I'm ready.
Right.
I'm ready. Show goes on. I mean, this is like, this is probably the biggest moment of my YouTube career.
Like, wait, no, so let's talk about it.
On some no cap.
Can we talk about it? Because that's going to be out or like, yeah, you're going to have been filmed it.
Tomorrow, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. I'm nervous. Uh-huh. They pulling up with me.
They
I
are.
Guess you aren't.
Yeah, I can't, bro. I can't, bro.
But I just, I haven't even said it yet, but basically, I'm bringing Jason Nguyen to back to my old frat.
Yes, sir.
And I'm bringing out him out to like a USC frat party.
Yep.
And dude, this shit's getting motion right now, bro.
Yeah.
Dude, people are talking about it, hitting me up. Like, it's crazy.
It's the talk of the town at SC, or
bro, what? I really think every Asian in LA is trying to pull up. Bro.
Oh, on really?
Some no, yeah, on some no cap. The boys are making bank off this party, bro.
No way.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I damn, think there's going to be a lot of people. I no, think and this it's is all thanks to Jason Nguyen.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are going to want to know, like, how did you even get in contact? Like, it's such a random collab, you know? We haven't really talked about it. So, like, how'd that even happen?
So, like, on my, I was, like, brainstorming vlog ideas.
Okay.
And I was, like, thinking about, like, going back to USC. You know that, you know, I like to do that.
You, you love that. Yeah.
Because if I go out, if I go,
because
if I go back to USC just to, like, go have fun, that's weird.
Right,
but if
right,
I go
right.
back to USC to film content,
it's all good. It's all good. Yeah, right.
So, normally I was going to hit up, like, Vit.
Okay.
Or, like, somebody else to just go crash a party.
Uh-huh.
But I was like, hey, let me just aim higher.
Okay.
So I had Jason's number from back, like, a year ago.
Right, right.
When we were, like, trying to get him on the pod.
Yep, yep.
So I shot him a text in the dark.
Okay.
I was like, yo, crazy stream idea.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to go to USC to film some content.
Uh-huh.
Pull up and stream the shit.
Uh-huh.
And then he hit me back almost like right away.
Uh-huh.
And then ever since then, it's just been building. And I haven't even been promoting it. And people have been hitting me up. So it's just about to be crazy.
When you post the story, I feel like hella people are going to be swiping up for you and shit tomorrow, bro. Yeah. Like, it's going to be crazy for sure.
No, I think it's going to be, I think this is going to be a big break for you. A good little introduction back into the YouTube life.
For sure. For sure, bro. We got to get him on the pod. Shit, bro. At this point.
Yeah, but my goal, honestly, for tomorrow is just to, like, show them a good time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then just get good content, bro.
For sure,
I'm not
for
even,
sure.
like, trying to drink for real.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a lot of people, like, other people streaming this shit, like, Vid's pulling up.
Yeah.
Sad Nguyen's pulling up. And then God knows who else.
Definitely more.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely more people pulling up, too.
That's, oh, I'm getting nervous.
Yeah. No, but I know you like that feeling, bro, when it's your old school, all the kids you know, and you're walking into the room with Jason Nguyen. I know he's so geeky for that moment.
So
he's
going to
feel like he's him. He's going to think he's him. We're in the same fit, too, probably tomorrow.
Nah, we locked in, bro. We hired a videographer for this.
Yes, sir.
A photographer for this.
Shout out Tony.
You know what I'm saying? We locked in, bro. Are That's you guys hard. Excited, though?
I'm nervous.
Not really.
You're not excited?
Well, they've also talked to him, which is interesting for
them.
I mean,
on stream.
Yeah.
Nah, barely, though.
No, like, I don't really know him. Okay. I don't know him at all.
I don't know him at all either. I think I'm just more like, I'm going to a frat party. You know?
Same.
I'm just like, I don't want to do
Seems
that.
Young.
Yeah, bro.
Seems very young.
Definitely. Bro. They're Russian, bro.
Yeah, it's a rush party. It's a rush party.
Yeah.
No, that's still sick, though.
I'm excited. I think the video's going to be fun. I'm not going to drink either. I just like.
Yeah, it's for content. I mean, for me. I'm not. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good exposure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I bet one of them ends up the night drunk. I bet.
I think we're all going to like end up drinking.
Yeah,
we're all going to end up drinking. But
no, that's going to be lit, though, bro. Honestly, I'm excited to see that video.
No, I have to drink. I have to drink.
You have to drink?
Dude.
Or else you can't be there.
Dude. Imagine me butt ass sober in a frat party.
Oh, that's gonna be tough, bro. I don't know if I can even picture that anymore. Shit.
Yeah.
Well, how was you guys' Labor Day? Did anyone do anything fun?
Labor Day?
Honestly, I've never been a big Labor Day guy.
Me neither.
Really?
But I feel like you did something.
Yeah, I feel like Labor Day is big thing for me. I don't know. Every year I've had like this big, big party. But then now I'm graduated, so all my girlfriends are like, wait, what do we do? You know, like we graduated. But it was super cute. We had like a little picnic in the backyard. And there's this drink called Nowadays. Okay. I don't know if you guys seen it, but it's like a THC drink. So it has like
It's a weed drink.
Yeah. And like we all tried it for the first time. We like microdosed a little and it was a fun little night.
Microdosed?
Wait. So does that get you high and drunk or is it just the weed?
It's like weed. But it's like an edible, but it's just in a drink form. Damn. It's actually really good.
Really?
Yeah. And it was very like, it was just like a calm, like nothing, like we weren't jumping off the walls or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was very fun just hanging out with the girlfriends.
That's sick, bro. That's sick, bro. I'm not going to lie. Peeping. Megan's low-key becoming a smoker for real, bro.
Dude.
She's posting it on her story and shit too, bro. I see like two like, what's it called? The leaf shits. Why can I not remember, bro? Like the shit you roll with.
Yeah, that was Labor Day.
Yeah. I was like, damn, Megan's smoking for real, bro.
It's Labor Day.
I know. But you never used to.
I know. I don't
Jason's
smoke.
Jason's disappointed.
I don't smoke during the day, though. It's like a nighttime thing. I only do it at night. Because I'm not functional.
No, whatever. It starts like that.
Yeah, be careful.
That's why I'm never going to let it get to the daytime, ever.
Don't. Yeah.
I also, it's like weird because I've smoked during the day, but like I immediately just go to sleep because I associate smoking with sleeping. Mm. So I feel like my brain's like, oh, it's sleep time kind of thing.
Interesting.
Yeah, best to keep it like that.
Definitely, yeah. Bro. Yeah.
I'm not taking it out.
Yeah. Did you have anything happen since we filmed?
I didn't have anything happen since then.
Nothing too crazy?
No crazy. You?
Nothing really, you know, just packing and shit.
Oh, right. You're off to Asia soon.
I'm off.
Oh,
I'm
so
outie,
excited
bro.
For you.
I'm outie, bro. But I'm going to definitely try to like record shit and stuff. But I'm super looking forward to it in general,
bro. Where are you going
bro.
First?
First Ginza.
Ginza.
It's Tokyo basically.
Oh.
Yeah. So we'll be there for a minute.
Mamushi.
Yeah.
Dude, you gotta blast that.
What's Mamushi?
It's the Meg Thee Stallion
Watashi
song.
Watashi wa sta.
Oh. Yeah, right? Watashi wa sta.
That's just hilarious.
I like
bro.
That song.
Yeah. Dude, but if anyone comes up to me, bro, deadass, I might have to bring one sample tea with me and give it to him, bro.
Yeah, you definitely
is that sick?
Should.
Is that sick?
Yeah.
You should.
Just post like a story like, you'll find me, guys.
Bro, that'd be crazy getting recognized in Japan.
Or even Korea, bro.
Even Korea? I mean, Korea's more likely, I feel like.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you guys, you think someone's going to say what's good to me, bro?
Actually. In Korea?
Dude,
I don't know.
I think
really?
So.
Because, really?
Yeah, no, because my cousins know about my podcast.
And they're
Korea,
in Korea?
And they live in Korea.
What?
And so Damn. Does my dad's best friend's kids and sons.
Damn. Do they know because of you or just in general?
I think they like know because of me, but like they've also heard it from their friends about it, which is so crazy, you guys.
Wait, they're like Korean?
No, like they live in Korea.
No, I've heard that too. Like,
Oh, yeah.
I've heard that. You know, remember Kevin? Kevin Yu?
Yeah.
Yeah, he lives in Korea, but he said that too.
He said some people were talking
that's
about it.
Sick, oh, bro.
We international. Yeah.
That's sick, bro.
But thank you, chingus.
I genuinely feel like, though, it's because, like, they're probably curious how Korean Americans live.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. You
know I was just saying? Thinking yeah. that.
Definitely, bro. I
really?
Love when I see an all Korean comment in our comment section.
Me
bro.
Too.
I love that shit. Yeah.
I feel like we don't get those
too often.
Often.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it, though. I always translate. I see what they say.
Nah, for sure.
But you out there for, like, what, 3 weeks or some shit?
Yeah, like 2.5 weeks or something. Yeah. But
what date do you get back?
22nd.
Okay.
Yeah, 22nd. Not too bad.
Have fun, Pauly.
Thank you, guys.
Dude,
thank you.
It's going to be... I'm so jealous.
I'll bring you guys back so the Sony Angels, actually.
Really?
I'll get
you guys
one. Yeah. Yay. I'll get Jason a Smisky, even though he doesn't know what it is. Yeah, but I'll get him one. Yeah.
Hopefully you have fun, bro. Emily's going with you, right?
Yeah, Emily. Dude, yeah,
dude,
crazy too,
oh my
also.
God, yeah,
yeah, I just realized this, but she's meeting my whole family, bro. She met my entire dad's side already, and now she's meeting my entire mom's side.
In Korea,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So I was like, bro, that's crazy, bro.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Marriage, bro.
Dude, shit, for real, bro. Dude, I think I'm a Lynx Hull out there, too, so I think
bro,
that'll be lit.
You know
yeah.
what?
Yeah.
I fucking, I FaceTimed her today, and she's out there for like another month.
Bro. Yeah, bro. So OD
hell
long,
yeah,
bro.
Hella long.
Wow,
bro, yeah.
Why is she staying there for so long?
Her parents live there.
Yeah.
Oh,
so, like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
her home.
She's from there, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But should we get into the episode, bro?
Yeah. I think Megan's got the first question.
Okay. Yes,
it's just a light, funny one. But what do you think are like the best hairstyles, hair colors on girls and guys?
I do like a good old two strands dangling down. Oh, yeah, it's like what Megan has right now, but I do like that.
Was in, like, I think like a year or two.
Yeah, it was
ago.
A little older, but.
It's still cute, though. It's still cute, but I don't think it's as in.
Yeah, it's not.
The slut strands are not in.
Especially with, like, how they're, like, dyed a different color.
Yeah.
I don't know if people do that.
People don't. Yeah. But it looked good back then.
It did. Like, COVID, bro, I swear.
Yeah.
It's called money pieces.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It was, like, the e-girl hairstyle was to dye, like, the front ends.
I like the red hair still. I know it's kind of out for girls, feel like. But I still, I think that looks real good, bro.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
My favorite haircut on a guy, I like the middle part, curly. And then if they have a mullet.
But oh, it's like, my. You like the TikTok
cut. It's like.
It's like spoofed out like this.
No. But it's not like too big. And their sides are like, they have a fade on the side. You know?
Fade on the side, but a mullet.
Yeah. It's like the back when there's like a lot of bulk. So they stick it out.
Dude, I love that hairstyle so much.
I feel like the frat boys got that hair down, bro.
All of my friends had a period where every single guy had a mullet. I was like, wait, what is going on?
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
I was never into the mullets, bro.
Yeah.
I feel like when it's like wavy back there, it looks good.
Yeah.
But when it's like straight hair, bro, I don't know. I don't know.
I've never seen an Asian with a mullet. You don't really. Yours is not a mullet.
No. Back then, bro, when we first started,
it
was bad.
He had a fat mullet, bro.
Fat mullet.
Bro, remember? What? He had it for a long time.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. It was kind of gone when she came, actually.
What do you mean?
Like, I think I got rid of it before. Bro,
I've never seen Paul with a mullet.
No, I had it.
Dude, you had it.
I had it.
Yeah. That wasn't a mullet.
Bro, I got a
no,
yeah, it was a mullet, bro.
He had a skunk tail.
It was a curly ass mullet, too.
Yo, let me scroll
that's
up.
That's the type of mullet I'm talking
about. I know.
No, you're talking about, like, the surfer boy where it's wavy, like.
And they have, like, curly hair, too, like, natural curly hair. I like that, yeah.
Wait, do girls like that white boy look that... All the TikTokers have like that. It's like spiky and it's like poofy in the front.
Oh,
you know
like
what I'm talking
Justin
about?
Justin Bieber hair?
Yeah.
The TikTok look. Yeah.
No, I hate that shit.
You guys don't fuck with that at
I've
all?
I've never seen that. I don't know what
you're
talking
about. Like the Justin Bieber, like super fluffy in the front. But it's
not
straight.
Even like Bieber, honestly.
Like name someone who has
the fuck has that
like
hair?
Josh Richards.
Yes. Josh Richards.
Where it just comes down on the forehead.
Yeah. Bryce Hall even, low key. Like.
I don't know like, what they look like.
I think that's just like a boy haircut.
Oh, just a normal?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like long hair.
On guys, you're not.
I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah, shorter is better always.
Dude, I feel like it really depends on race, bro. Cause I on black guys, dude, I really like the dreads, bro.
Oh yeah, it looks tough.
I really like the dreads.
Yeah, dreads look so good with the do-rag.
Yeah, but obviously, you know, Asians can't do that.
Yeah, definitely not.
And then for Asians, something short, dude.
Yeah,
something short or like the mid part. I like the mid part.
Mid part.
I think like you guys have like the very typical Asian boy hair.
Yeah.
I'm
trying to think, what other hairstyles?
Fade is most popular, right, with Asians.
Fade? Yeah.
On girls, like, do you guys like super long hair, like a pixie cut, like medium?
No. Dude, this reminds me of my mom. Bro, no.
The onigiri hairstyle.
Oh, that's like, crazy,
it's like
bro.
It's Korean, that's what they called it. And it's like a triangle.
That's crazy.
Nah, dude. It's like that short pixie. It's like that boksanim cut.
Yeah.
You
it's
know
like
what
slightly
I mean?
Curled.
Yeah. It's like curled, pama, like perm.
Mm-hmm.
And then, dude, that's crazy.
No, I used to not like that look, but I realized if they're like kind of younger and they're pretty and they do it, it looks real good, bro.
No, I think so.
That
I think
like
so
short
too.
It's like really sure. clean, bro.
Very clean.
Yeah. You need an insane face card to pull off.
You do though. You do.
Yeah.
You do.
Like, so if you pull it off, oh my gosh, like that's top tier pretty.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. But going back, I think I do like the longer hair in general.
Not
I don't
sure.
know why.
Sure, bro.
Yeah.
Honestly, I just prefer long black and just straight down, bro.
Long black and straight
or
down.
Or like a
yeah.
ponytail, mm-hmm. half up, half down.
Okay.
I think like for also some guys like look really good when they have a fresh haircut, but some guys look really bad when they have a fresh haircut.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
It's hit or miss with that.
It's very hit or miss. Yeah.
I really like buzz cut.
Buzz cut. Yeah. You have to be a good looking fucker.
No, exactly.
Yeah,
good looking fucker.
No, you gotta.
Exactly.
So many, that's hard.
Yeah.
You gotta be kind of skinny and tall.
You need a small head too,
bro. Small head.
Yeah, bro.
I don't know if Asians really pull that shit off.
I don't know.
No, there's some that do.
Wait, no, some Asians, you gotta get the hood buzz cut.
Yeah.
It's different.
Not like bald.
No, I know what you're talking about. Fade. Yeah. And it's like a two, right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Mm, I like that shit too.
That eats.
And they could bleach it too.
Oh, yeah. It does look good.
That part.
That shit looks so good.
All right, next question for everyone. Very goofy, but is it a red flag if a guy knows all the names of every corn star?
Oh, my God.
Is that a red flag?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Like, but every single
like, he knows, like, all the popular ones. Bro, he's, like, talking with his boys. He's like, bro, I recommend da-da-da-da-da.
Popular, like, top 10 or top, like, 50?
We'll just say top 50.
50?
Recommending is crazy.
Recommending.
Recommending is crazy.
I think that's a very big red flag.
Is it, though?
Honestly,
if they,
though,
like, openly talk about corn like that a lot.
Not openly. It's just, like, if it gets brought up, like, he's a pro. You're like, oh, shit. He knows everyone. Because it is, like, a natural thing. You guys know
it's
guys.
It's natural. And men have been on that app for very long.
For hella long.
The men website.
Right.
So, could have accumulated some information like that.
Right.
But
right.
I just don't want him to, like, if someone asks for a suggestion, he's like, bro, I got you.
No, he's like the first like, one up. Yeah.
I just want him to be like, oh, like, what do you like? Right. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay,
like,
wait. How would you feel about you go to a party
yeah.
and your man's is with you, right?
Uh-huh.
He gets fanned out. His favorite porn star is over there. And he's like, yo, like, can I get a photo?
That's fine,
that's
though.
That's all good?
No. I think that's fine.
Oh, that's okay?
Yeah.
I don't think that's fine.
Oh, you don't fuck with that?
I think that's... I just don't like guys who really obsess over...
Yeah.
Porn.
Oh. It's like
I think it's like
a obsession.
Red flag.
All the
yeah.
gooners, as they say these days.
Yeah.
Professional gooners. Oh, my God. I don't like that word either. I just learned that word. But, like, I feel like if guys... I feel like... It's like a topic, I feel like. One of my friends went through this. But like they just get really addicted to it. So they can't like have like regular sex anymore. Because they're so addicted to it.
Yeah, if you get to that at that mm-hmm. point.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a big thing for
guys.
Oh,
is that a big thing? Just
I haven't heard of any of my friends like saying they can't fuck anymore.
But you've heard of it before?
I just heard of that term.
Damn, bro.
But I think it's more so like their fantasies are...
Uh-huh.
And then once it comes to like real life, it's like almost boring.
Yeah. You know, like they can't really get off anymore.
Yeah.
Damn, bro, that's crazy.
I think that's really scary.
Yeah,
but
dude, I don't know about that. I think that's what happens when you like don't have a girl for a really long time.
Yeah.
But dude, I think it's totally normal for guys to know the names of corn stars.
That's what I'm saying. That's what like, I'm trying to get at. Like,
if you had a slideshow
yeah.
and it's like the corn stars like faces,
yeah.
I feel like most guys would be like, yo, that's that.
They do pretty well.
That's that person.
Right.
It's like you naming influencers, I feel like.
that's crazy when it's true. That's crazy when it's true, low-key.
It's like you naming guy influencers, like guy TikTokers. Like, oh, that's...
Would you like say you guys know a lot?
I know a lot, yeah. I know a lot.
Jason knows more than me. I know a decent amount, though. Yeah. No, Jason used to be a professional gooner, bro.
I'm dead. Professional gooner,
that's so funny, bro. That word is jokes, bro.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, yeah, I just don't bring it up in front of your girl, like, ever. I feel like that's just weird as fuck, to be honest.
That's funny, though.
I would feel icky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I got a question off that.
Okay.
This is a question for the girls, but if you have a boyfriend and you see him only once a week on the weekends,
uh-huh.
would you get mad if he's, like, gooning during the week?
No. I automatically think that every guy's, like... watching corn every day.
Oh, really?
And they, that's just and your automatic assumption.
And they goon every day. That's what I think.
Oh, really?
It's like, it's, yeah, in my brain, that's how I kind of think about it. So I wouldn't be like, you can't watch it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm only there once a week.
You think it's understandable too?
Yeah. It is what it is.
Right. They might be doing the same thing on the
no,
other.
No,
they
not. Don't. But... If you don't, if you say you're not going to, you're still going to.
Right. Yeah. Like, he could say no.
He
but
could say no. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's not worth my time to be like, don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to do it if he wants to do it.
On an average week, how many times are you guys doing it?
Dude, mine is, like, cut down like crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Including the real stuff, or?
What?
I think she's talking about just gooning.
Just gooning?
Yeah.
I'll probably do it every day that I'm not doing the real stuff.
point proven.
Actually, no. I won't do it. No, I take that back.
Except for Sundays, right?
No. I won't do it the day before I'm a link.
Oh.
I won't do it the day before I'm a link with Shorty.
Is right. it like, do you guys have like a schedule? You're like, oh, it's going time.
Nah. At this point, it's kind of like smoking weed for me.
Bro. Like, well, it's like your bedtime thing?
No, it's like I needed to like fall asleep, kind of.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But you never.
I mean, no, that does help, but yeah. I don't need it to sleep, though.
No, like after a night out, you just gotta fucking. Like do good. It yeah release and then like or else you're like up. I feel like
yeah I mean, sometimes there is nights like that though
yeah
where it helps you but yeah
okay so this is kind of what I'm struggling a little bit with.
Oh.
But how do you guys go through like tough conversations with your boss?
Such as like what, like asking for a raise or something?
Asking for a raise or let's say like they did something wrong
yeah
and you have to tell them. Or, you know, something is going wrong. You know, how do you guys, like, approach that situation?
I just approach it like normal. But I do say I feel, like, hella nervous, honestly, still. Like, mm-hmm, if it's, like, mm-hmm. my boss or something important, I feel yeah. nervous. But then I realize, like, bro, you just have to do it. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. or else if you don't, like, voice your opinion, you're never going to get what you want. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Have you guys had to, like, ask your boss for a raise ever?
Any yeah, guys? the thing about... Me though, I feel like I asked to like get promoted or something, which comes with a raise.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, and they love the fact that you're being like proactive about it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And like, how instead of saying I want more money, uh-huh. you say like I want more responsibility.
That's good.
That's a good way.
Yeah.
Because yeah. Then like, then it seems like you want to like, you know, get more into your role.
Yeah, yeah.
And like kind of advance in your role too.
Okay,
so
okay.
it's like good to show that interest so that they keep that in mind early on.
Oh, okay. That's a good
way. Once you plant
yes.
the seed, it's like they'll think about that.
Yeah.
And then start evaluating you. And then like obviously after you say that, you have to put in the work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I find that like when I do that, it works.
Mm-mm-mm. Is that how you approached it?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of? Okay. That's actually a good way
to say like, that oh, is. Like I was wondering, you know, what the role above me does.
Yeah.
And then even like volunteer yourself to like do things for that role.
Yeah.
Like be like, oh, I want to learn.
Yeah.
So like I'll do it. And then they know you can do it.
Okay.
Yeah. I will say you got to be patient with that approach.
You do.
Because I'd be doing that. I'm like, yo, like give me some more responsibility, fam. You know?
Yeah.
2 weeks go by. I'm like, bro, where's my raise? Yeah. I'm like waiting, bro. Like what the fuck, bro? You know what I mean?
You got to use like keywords like career progression.
Oh,
and
shit.
Like stuff like that. Yeah.
Mm, I'm gonna pull out the thesaurus for this conversation. Yeah.
No, career yeah. progression. I like that one.
I should be like, I want to discuss my career progression and like, what can I do to like show you that I'm ready for more responsibility?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good way of doing it.
It sounds like you're ready to work, bro.
Yeah, dude, it shows. Yeah, you're proactive too. And it shows like you have guts. So, and I think they like that.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went into work and I had to have a slightly tougher conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my God, it was like, we talked for like an hour, but like, it wasn't even a bad conversation. It was very good.
Yeah.
But like, it was so hard for me not to cry. And it was
Why?
Like,
yeah, what?
Just because like, I'm like, it's so hard for me to like do these kinds of conversations for me.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like not confrontational, but it's definitely not the easiest conversation to have.
Yeah.
So I think I have all like this built up thing that I want to say everything I want to, but obviously I have to say it like respectfully and like in a nice manner.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it was like penting up and it was really hard for me to like talk without like
yeah.
sounding like super weak. And I want to like fix it because like I don't want to show my weakness in a way, you
yeah.
know?
No, it's definitely a muscle. And I feel mm-hmm, like it's because mm-hmm. you have so much adrenaline.
Yeah, yeah.
That like
yeah.
you start to get choked up.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the adrenaline and kind of like a little frustration too that like mm-hmm. gets built up. And like I'm really, really working on my confrontational
yeah.
things, but it's so hard, you guys. Like I just want to cry.
Do you feel like you could like say well what you're feeling?
Yeah, I think like I could say it well, and sometimes like I'll say things that aren't even like sad, but like I'll be tearing up. So it comes off like I'm super sad or something, but it's just because it's literally me and my emotions that I can't control.
Yeah.
And honestly, it sucks, you guys, because like I'm really trying to look professional and not seem like a fucking crybaby. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, it was kind of hard.
It's like a muscle, though. You have to train it.
Yeah.
So you have to keep like having those conversations.
Dude, I was like, my eyes are watering and I'm just staring straight at the wall as I'm talking to my boss. And I'm like really trying not to like cry. And I'm just like, oh, my God.
Was he like pushing back? Like he wasn't trying to give you the raise and shit?
No. It wasn't like that. I think it was just more my frustration of my job title and my like job description, you know? And I think it's harder because it's a very Korean company. And I obviously... I'm Korean, but in a work environment, I feel like I have more American cultures with it.
You know,
this is my job. I'm gonna do what's within my job description, and I shouldn't be punished for not doing things within my job description, you know? But I feel like for some cultures, it's a little like, oh, it's like, it's a given. You should know how to do this kind of thing.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So it was hard because like, obviously I'm biting my tongue about a lot of things, but yeah. But I'm working on it. Mm-hmm. So I hope I get better at it.
Mm-hmm. You will. Just keep practicing, honestly. Because honestly, that feeling that you feel is also how you feel when you talk to like your friends and when it's like an uncomfortable situation, you know?
No, so any uncomfortable situation, I get like that. Yeah. And like, honestly, how do you fucking fix it, you know?
Dude, it's hard, bro. I still sometimes feel like that, honestly, bro. I'm like, yo, fuck, I hate to have this convo right now. But it's just like, you just have to do it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like she said, it's a muscle for real, bro.
Yeah. I find that it's easier when you just rip the Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Get the first line out.
Yeah.
And then the rest is like.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cause once it's out, it's out.
Yep. No going back, bro.
You just gotta. You know what? I actually, when I sometimes need to say something hard, I literally just count to three and I just say it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Shit. Maybe I should try that.
That might be it.
Three, that might be it.
And I find that, like, honestly, when you sit with those thoughts for so long, you'll make up so many narratives when they're not even true.
No, for real.
And, like, that'll take you through, like, its own roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that, like, what they think is not even half as what we tell ourselves that they think.
Facts.
For real.
Yeah.
Like, they probably will forget about it the second you get off the call.
Yeah. But so we're tweaking over
we're
here.
We're tweaking
like,
over
fuck,
it. Like,
bro.
We're overthinking so much.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah.
It's like a disease. Because, like, the more you think about it, the bigger it grows. And eventually
it
just
is.
Fucking pops. You know what I mean?
No, you'll go crazy like that.
No, yeah.
But,
true.
Yeah. And I find that, like, you... They will tell you if there's a problem, but until they tell you, it's not your responsibility to like feel emotions for them or like predict how they feel, you
true.
Know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great advice.
I think that was good advice I wanted to hear.
I think it's something you learn while working, like, you know, a couple
as I
of years,
more.
You grow those things and like, I feel like I was feeling like you in the beginning.
In the beginning?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because, like, I've...
It's new.
It's very new, yeah. And for some reason, with this specific job, I feel like I can never quit. I feel like I have to really try hard here, which is, like, honestly, the complete opposite mindset of, like, how I used to work. Like, I would get part-time jobs left and right. If I didn't like it, I would just quit it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But for some reason, with this specific job, like, I really want to do well. And, like, I want to try, like, so hard to, like, make a good impression too. And I feel like it's very hard for me because, like, honestly, like, I feel like if I do something first, I usually get it right within the first try. Work related, anything wise, like, I'm very fast with it, you know? So it's like hard to hear criticism I've never heard before. So I think it's like my body's like just adjusting to all of this new information. And I think it's just like me getting older, but like, yeah.
So are you getting mad that they're assigning you to do stuff that you weren't supposed to do, and then they're criticizing you that you can't do those things?
It was kind of like, I mean, I don't want to go too much into it, but it was like I was there for this specific role, but then they were like, oh, let's have you do all of these other stuff too. But I never got proper training on it because I was obviously coming in for this specific role. So then it's hard because it's like I hear one thing from one boss and then another thing from another boss, and it's completely two different sides, and it's like hard for me to like balance that while making everyone happy. And they're like, oh, why don't you know how to do this already? I'm like, I never was trained in it. So like, I don't like that I was like getting punished for something that I wasn't even trained for, you know?
Is it a Korean company? That's a Korean one? Yeah. It's like that at Korean companies, though. Yeah. Like, they kind of just expect you to do well and stuff.
Exactly.
And yeah. I also think that's why you feel like you need to try super hard and stuff. I don't know. For me, too, when I work at a Korean company, I don't know if it, like, reminds me of my mom or my parents or some shit. But, like, I feel like I need to work hard and, like, no, look good in front of them. Every time it's a Korean company.
I totally agree. Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's hard because, like, you know, like, I feel like American companies, you do your own job. The minute it's 5 o'clock, you're out of there. You do not think about work again. And you only stick to your job description. And let's say you do more and you get praised for it. But I feel like for Korean companies, it's a little different in that, like, you do more. Yeah. It's kind of like you should be doing more.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
the given is for you to try your hardest.
Right.
And, like, you're not going to get praised for it. Like, it's just a given thing. So I think that's a very hard thing for me to, like, get out of.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a good mindset, though, actually, the way they work, I think, because it makes you, like, work your hardest, your honestly hardest. You know what I mean? That's how it should be, I feel like. And I feel like you grow to kind of, like, especially if you end up liking the job a bit, like, you want to do good, bro, and, like, you don't look for the praise, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, so I think it'll be better for you, to be honest.
I think so too.
Yeah,
I think what you said about Korean stuff is true, though, like, but it's like that in Americans too. American company.
Yeah.
But they do praise you. That's the difference.
Yeah.
There's also a little more structure in corporate. In
there's structure.
Here it's kind of like you're probably just expected to do stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I think it's, I've, like, pretty much only really worked with Korean companies. I've worked with, like, four now already, you know? So I feel like I kind of understand the role of it, but it's still like, oh, it's hard for my mind to be like, what the fuck? You know? Yeah.
I feel like if you, like, worked at a hella Korean companies, then just go into the job knowing that they're going to treat you like this.
Yeah.
And then that way you're not, like, have these expectations.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. You know? It was definitely, like, something I have to transition into. But honestly, like, I really want to just work hard, you guys. Like, I really want to, like, like, really, really work hard and, like, have, like, a stable, like, career foundation for myself. Because I've never felt like I had a really good work ethic for work. So I really want to change that, and that's what I'm working on lately.
Okay, that's good,
but you'll get there. Like, it takes time.
Yeah, that's my issue. I'm like, I need it now, you know?
Right. Just let it ride out. Yeah, but
thanks for the advice.
Yeah, don't give up, though.
Yeah, I'm not gonna give up.
You got this.
Okay.
Should we do my segment?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do the segment. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Wait, I'm excited.
Dude, shout out Jennifer's first segment.
You guys. Okay, so just a little backstory. I wanted to bring this segment because one night I thought of it while I was extremely faded, right?
And then,
okay, so I'll introduce the segment. The segment is called Rank These Juicy Items.
Woo! Okay. Wait,
and
let's go.
We're going to need the whiteboards, please.
Okay. Ooh, oh, okay.
So
I love the
three
whiteboards.
Of you guys get the whiteboards.
All right, so you're going to go over the rules?
I'm going to go over the rules. I'm going to say a sentence and give you three options to rank first, second, and third. And we're going to write it on the whiteboard so nobody can sway your decision.
Okay.
And I'll also share my choices afterwards.
Okay.
Wait, so Wait.
So, I'm going to ask you a question. It'll make sense after the first question, I think.
Okay.
Okay. So, first question. When I listen to a new song, this is what's important to me. Number one, the beat. Two, the lyrics. Or three, the artist's voice. So, you're going to rank those three. One, two, three.
From importance?
Importance to least important.
Importance for you?
Yeah, for you personally.
Oh, for me personally? Oh.
Yeah, so we're getting to know everyone's personality.
Ooh. Oh,
okay. Is beat, artist voice, and...
Beat, lyrics, artist voice.
I actually like
So rank it first to third. What's the most important to the least important?
Okay.
Oh, I'm locked in. Oh, this is locked in for me. I already locked in.
Okay, hold on.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, this is my list. Number one, artist. Number two, beat. And number three, lyrics.
Okay. I had the same thing. Artist, voice. Wow. Number two, beat. Three, lyrics.
I said beat, then their voice, then the lyrics.
Okay, so lyrics is the least popular.
Yeah.
I would agree with Jason's.
Yeah.
You're a beat first.
I'm a beat first.
Artist, voice, second.
Yeah, beat first.
Okay, okay.
Feet first.
For me, if like the artist sounds bad, I can't even. And the yeah, is so good, I can't listen.
I can't
to
listen to it
because I think his voice is too cringy. Right.
Really? Yeah. I feel like even if the artist voice is not that great,
the beat's a good fire. Beat. Really?
Like, yeah, I can work with that. Yeah.
Oh.
I kind of like the off sounding. The raps.
Raps. Oh, like
off. Like Blueface.
Central C vibe.
Like Central C vibe or
like European rap is kind of like that.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. Next question.
Okay.
This is the first to last thing you would give up for life. First is love. Second, sex. Third is wealth.
Okay.
Give up?
Yeah.
Give up?
So what would you give up first?
Love, sex, and wealth?
Uh-huh. But like once you give it up, you can never have it.
Ooh, that's tough, actually.
And you're eventually not going to have any of it. Because you're just going to get rid of all of them, but which order?
So three is most important.
So
yep.
What would you give up first? Yeah. And then so three is most important.
Shit. See, these two is tough right here, bro. Shit. Yeah, bro.
Bro.
It's got to be this.
I'm just going with this, bro.
It's got to be.
I'm going with that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sex, money, love.
So you would give up sex first?
Yeah, but that's also just because I haven't had it in so long. So I'm not even thinking about it right
Same.
Now.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I literally haven't had it.
That's crazy.
Bro, I'm giving up money first, bro.
What?
No.
That's crazy.
Bro, I'm a broke motherfucker right now, bro. I don't give a fuck.
No.
I don't give a fuck, bro.
Really?
Bro, I'm
you could live like this forever?
You could be like 40 years old like this?
Bro, I mean, like, obviously when you're broke, you're still coasting. Like, you're not wealthy, though.
Wait, you're down to live right now. Like this like right now. Yeah.
Bro, like.
At granny house. That's
bro,
crazy.
Over love and sex, yeah.
Wow.
And then I'll give up love, and then I'll give up sex last.
That's crazy, bro. You give up love first before sex?
So basically you're telling me I'm loving this girl, but I can't fuck her?
Yeah. Yeah, bro.
So you just get rid of her?
Bro.
How you going to spend the rest of your life with a girl and
but
never...
Because you love her, bro.
No, because remember, though, the sex doesn't come with love.
Yeah.
It's just
sex.
Yeah,
it's just sex.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because I don't think I could love a girl and not have sex.
That's a crazy statement. That's a crazy statement, bro.
Is that crazy, though? Think about it right now. You're 23 and you marry someone right now.
Okay.
To the age of 90, you'll never have sex.
It's but really tough.
But you love her, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
That's
tough.
Better.
But, like, I would rather be with my husband.
Like, rather have that life partner than the fucking.
I'd rather just still hook up, but I guess never find, like, a true partner.
That's crazy,
but you think but it's for life, bro.
Yeah,
it is.
If it's short term, I'm choosing love number one.
I think short term
would
be sex. Yeah,
no, I'm saying like for life. How can you go life without sex?
No, okay. So let's say like something crazy happened. I only have like 5 years left to live. I'm not finding my husband. I'm gonna travel the world and like have sex everywhere, right?
Okay.
And then let's say I could live forever.
Yeah.
But like, I'll just get rid of like all my fun, like the sex stuff. But I'll have my husband.
So what? You're just gonna hold hands and travel the world for 70 years?
Yeah.
That's tough, bro. Bro, I think you guys are
what?
Like. So y'all just gonna fucking literally just hold hands.
You know what? Back to what Jennifer was saying. He's never been in love.
Like, bro, I think y'all tripping, bro. Y'all just gonna hold. You'd rather hold hands than fuck.
If it means that I love her and she loves me and like is taking care of
forever?
Me when I'm not looking and shit like that, for sure.
That's fine with me, bro. Yeah.
All right, can I go over my answers?
Yes. Yes.
I also did sex, love, and wealth. The only tricky part about sex giving up first for me was like you can't have a kid. Technically, right?
Like that.
Yeah, I mean, we don't need to get that deep into
it.
Yeah. But wait, you would give
sex first.
Love over wealth?
Yeah, I think so. This is also kind of fucked. But.
Rich
so you,
number one?
Yeah. You want to be wealthy?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
So you'd rather be rich and alone?
Yeah.
Technically, according to this, yes.
Technically.
But, yeah.
Wow, I'm actually kind of a little bit surprised by your guys'
answer. Wait, what's Jennifer's answer?
Yeah.
Mine would be sex and then probably.
Number two's big.
Number two is
big. Tough,
wait,
bro.
Give me you want to be wealthy over having sex?
Yeah. No.
I'd buy every machine. You're saying,
cause you say you just giving us sex, right?
Oh, over being wealthy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm cool off that.
I could buy me whatever.
If it means that I'm wealthy.
Wait, so what is your two?
Probably wealthy and then love.
Yeah, okay. Me, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, same as Megan, I think.
This is a nice segment. Jennifer.
So you'd rather like so get a motherfucking crocodile Birkin, but you can't fuck. Yeah. Walking around with a Birkin.
I'm down.
I'm kind of down as well.
No way, bro.
I don't know.
No fucking way, bro.
Really?
You'd rather walk around with a Birkin than fuck some dude.
Yes.
Actually, I think that might get old, bro. I think that that Birkin would get old real
also
quick.
Think fucking will get old for you, brother. All these girls you don't love like that, bro, to be honest, bro.
I think so too.
Right. If you fuck 50 girls the next 50 nights, you're gonna be tired of fucking.
Miserable.
That might be true.
Yeah.
But I will get less tired from fucking than me carrying around some Dior or some shit.
Oh my God.
No.
Yes. That's not true. Yeah, that's true.
Wealth is not just like.
Okay, me driving around a fucking Rolls Royce.
No, like it's traveling the world. It's like buying your dream house or whatever.
It's freedom. You know
what I mean? Dream house alone, though.
You are.
What?
Because they have loved ones.
Yeah. Dude, money is freedom.
No, I'm saying you guys are choosing wealth, right? Yeah. But you're living there alone because you're giving up love after wealth.
No, love is the last.
Love
thing.
Is the last love, one love for us. We're giving up money and then we'll keep the love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be happy if I was homeless, but I had my husband with me. You know what I mean? Like,
me
I just have somebody.
Yeah. Honestly,
no, that's what I said. I'm giving up wealth first. Like, I don't need to be rich.
Yeah. But you still put love two. We put love three.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
I mean,
I also put love two, technically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question.
One.
For a significant other, rank these red flags worst to not so bad.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
Number one, having a guy girl best friend. Opposite gender best friend. Two, disrespectful to their parents. Oof.
Ooh.
Ooh. And three, friends with their ex.
Oh my god. Friends with their ex?
Yeah.
Okay, so first is the worst red flag.
Yes.
And then third
is my god. Okay.
Shit.
Dude. I already have mine.
Okay.
Well, Paul, you go first.
Okay. Number one worst, definitely the ex. Mm-hmm. Number two worst, disrespectful to their parents, bro. That's actually wait, was it to the parents?
Yeah.
To
the parents. And last, the bestie, it's fucked, but it's like somewhat understandable.
Okay.
What about you, Jason? What about you?
Dude, friends with the ex is number one.
Yeah, for
I feel like that's for all of us.
Yeah.
And then, dude, having the guy best friend, I think it's worse than being disrespectful to parents.
It was a toughie for me to choose.
Because the parents, like, some girls actually have a valid reason for, like, being, like, fighting with their parents.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, yeah.
So I think I can handle that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like I feel like if it's the girl's, like if she's going off on her parents and it's, like, an understandable thing, that's not disrespectful then, probably, right? It's only disrespectful if they're, like, not doing anything to her and she's just, like, tweaking, bro.
But that ain't got nothing to do with me, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It got nothing to do with you.
That doesn't affect my life. Like, having a guy best friend would affect my life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, her yelling at her mom.
It could show you personality flaws that's going to affect your relationship. That does affect your life. But yeah, let's see hers.
Number one, parents. Number two, friends with ex. Number three, girl best friend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ex is two.
I think if you are disrespectful to my parents, your own parents in front of me, I don't like any of that shit, to be honest.
Yeah, disrespectful to your parents is crazy.
No, disrespectful to my parents, you're done. Like, you're out of here. That's the biggest red flag for me. But I think the parents thing is more of a personality thing for me too. You know, rather than like them actually being disrespectful to their parents, it kind of reflects who they are as a person.
Okay.
So that's my thing. And then,
Jennifer?
I think number one for me would be friends with ex.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That makes sense.
Two would be disrespectful, and then third would be guy best friend. Girl best friend.
Okay.
I'm
glad we could agree on one, though. Actually, wait, never mind.
No, we didn't agree on
anyone. I mean, low-key, I might switch it.
Yeah?
Low-key, I might switch it.
Guy bestie two? I mean, three?
Yeah, if the guy is, like... Like, they've been best friends since, like, kindergarten. Like, yeah, then, yeah, it'll be third, yeah.
Okay, we got two more.
Okay. Order of importance in the opposite gender. Personality, face,
tough, bro.
Or body. This includes height and width.
Oh.
Face, body, personality.
Number one's most important, right?
Number one, most important to least important.
Wow. This is like, this is not good, bro. I don't like how this is gonna.
My number one is personality, number two, face, number three, body. I feel like that's like pretty normal for girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is.
Yeah, I'm gonna need the face card, then I'm gonna need the body, and then the personality.
Womp, womp, womp.
That's crazy because I put the same thing. Bro. Like, if I'm being honest.
At least I'm not like, yo, body first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need, the face is way more important.
Yeah. No, you're looking at that every day.
Yeah.
I mean, you are talking to him every day too, but it's just like.
I kind of thought that you guys would put personality second, but now I'm really thinking about it. Yeah.
So if she's like a pretty girl, but she's kind of like a little chubby, great personality. Nah, I would still prefer the body and then,
What did you pick?
I picked face, personality, and then body.
Really?
Face
first. Wait, your body was three too?
My body's three. Really? I think this is me looking at it like I'm gonna actually date you. This is the vibe.
Really though? I feel like face is so important.
Face is very important.
I agree, yeah.
You always talk about cuties though. Like, I don't
like personality was good, but they weren't cute enough.
Yeah, why don't I believe you though?
But the thing is like I've like there's been guys that like I like they like me and they are so hot like they're so hot like like truly so hot I just can't get past their personality and I don't want to hang out with them.
I've seen the opposite too though.
Which one? Oh, where I but yeah. That's not like
they're so such a nice guy but it's
this is like I'm gonna date them.
Yeah, you need to date a cute guy.
You got
dated the ugly guy though.
I'm also Jennifer too, honestly, bro.
Jennifer. I thought you were gonna say personality first.
Personality is important to me.
I thought she did say that.
She said
face first.
Oh, okay.
I thought she was gonna say personality then face.
Yeah.
I think they don't have to be cute objectively, but like they have to be cute to me. Like I have to find something about their face.
Yeah. For me too. Like if I like your personality, I think you automatically get cuter.
Yeah. That means
actually personality might be most important to me
because that's what makes them cute like
you're right
so that's why like I've dated some uggos. Turn you into a cute person, you know what I'm saying?
No, but I've seen guys you've been with and they're actually cute, but Jennifer is kind of questionable and that's how I know some of them are just questionable, so that's how I know their personality mattered more.
But you don't know the personality of these guys either.
No, but I've seen your guys and they're always like on the cute side, like they gotta be cute.
Okay, well I mean
you caught her bro.
I'm gonna still stick with my answer.
Can I ask a random question?
Yeah. I've been seeing this TikTok, bro. Let me know if this is fucked, all right? Like, you know how girls care about the guy's height?
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
So, like, is it valid for the guy to, like, make comments on the girl's weight? I'm going to be straight up, bro.
She's constantly badgering him about how short he is, right?
No, like, just in general. Because you know how, like, if you ask, it was like a street interview guy. He goes around, ask all these girls. Does height matter? They're like, yes, of course. And then he brings out a scale. He's like, all right, step ahead then. It's so fucked. Mean. But I was thinking about it. I was like, it's kind of valid, bro. Because you can't control height as a guy.
No, yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's valid.
I think it doesn't Like, it's equatable, but, like, yeah, suddenly when you bring out a scale, it's like way harsher.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Scale's ridiculous. Yeah, yeah. Like, I say, aside from the scale, just in general, like, is it valid to, like, care about your partner's weight, your potential partner's weight?
I think it's valid. You can care because I think sometimes, and not all the time, yeah, there's special cases, but the, like, physical shows kind of, like, the inner... Because, it shows that you don't care about your, like, health your and, health. Like,
exactly, yeah,
you don't care about your well-being. Uh-huh. And I think that shows through, like, being bigger and stuff.
I agree.
I see.
And I think, it's kind of fucked. It's honestly such a fucked situation.
No, it is fucked. But, like, he's just trying to get views.
But, like, really, really think about it. Like, it's just, like, your preference. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you personally just like skinnier people, and yeah, that's fine. You
right.
know?
Yeah,
I just don't think that you should be like, I'm
a girl. I see the comments, bro. All the guys are like, bro, yeah, like this. Yeah.
The comments are going to back the guy up.
For sure.
Because the girl just said, yeah, I care about height.
Yeah.
So then the guy's got to care about something else.
Right.
That's fucked up.
It made me think, though. Like, yeah. For guys, too, it's kind of fucked if you're like, yo, I don't like it. I don't like them unless they're taller than 5'9". Because it's like they can't control it, bro.
I don't really feel like. Girls are like, oh my gosh, you're so short. Do they say that?
I think girls do. Like, they'll like, oh, he's too short. I can't date him.
He won't.
They'll say he's too short, but he won't go to his face and be like, you're so short.
No, I know. Yeah, yeah, but yeah. It doesn't have to be in the face. I'm just saying in general, like the idea of like eliminating a potential partner due to something they can't control, such as their height, yeah. I think is a little, it is kind of tough.
No, yeah. That's okay. This is a good debate because I think personally like you're putting your own needs before like considering others.
Yeah.
For what?
Like I prefer someone who's fit.
Right.
Uh-huh. But like that's like trumps like being considerate of like a bigger person if you do like thin people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you're living in the end of the day, right? Uh-huh. So I think it's okay for you to prefer.
Yeah.
I think you can prefer anyone you want.
Yeah.
You can obviously have a type
for sure.
Without being judged and
like, for sure.
But then also, what is your opinion on like 5'2 girls wanting 6 foot guys?
That's their preference though.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
Yeah, like,
have you seen like the statistics on like, oh, like I want a guy in finance, 6'5".
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, like super slim.
It's like,
yeah,
bro, it's like point something of a
very,
percent of the population.
Small. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You guys mad over that or what?
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
no,
there,
no.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, but it's okay because I feel like it's yeah.
More so, I think it's because like girls are like open about, oh, I want a guy with 6 foot.
Yes.
Oh.
Because when guys are open, oh, I want a skinny girl, then they get hated.
Right. That's what it is.
But girls never get hated on for wanting a guy in finance,
oh,
right. Blue eyes.
Yeah.
I see what you
five.
Mean. Yeah. Oh, okay.
This is like, yeah, it's like one of those, I get it.
Yeah.
I totally get it. It's the same thing about like girls' body count, guys' body count. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a difference though, because I feel like guys, when they say they don't like it, they're like,
They're mean about it.
And they say use very derogatory terms.
Is it mean though? Because like you can really lose the weight, but we can't.
Yeah, but
grow.
You don't always to say like, oh, she's too big. It never stops at that.
Oh really? What does it extend to though?
I feel like they always say.
What is it? Yeah. What is the?
I feel like they always have to like make fun of it or like put it in a negative way.
I agree. I honestly agree, bro.
I think they do.
I see a lot of that too.
Yeah.
I do.
I will not date a man ever again who literally will call out slightly bigger people on the street.
Dude, no one.
I hate
that's no one.
No, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Oh, yo, she.
Look at that.
Whoa.
No, like, and it would be like genuinely mad about it. Like, he would get so mad about it. I'm like,
oh,
bro,
genuinely
like,
mad
like,
that they're fat.
Genuinely mad that there is a slightly bigger person outside on the street.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's
no,
bro.
You know, like there's a very big difference. If someone said, "I like slimmer women," no one bats an eye.
I think they do.
I think some girls do.
If I were to post a TikTok right now, yo, I only like slimmer girls, bro. Look at the comments.
He's gonna be roasted.
Look at the comments. Look at all the girls. They're gonna flood the comments.
Yeah.
No.
I feel like girls that say they only want guys over 6 feet kind of get it a little bit more lately, maybe.
No, not at all. It's literally a song. It's like girls. You know
I forgot
saying?
The song, but yeah.
How does he? I want a guy in finance. 6'5". No, what's that fucking song?
Yeah, it's Janae. It's from Love Island.
Oh, is it? Yeah. But it's like, yeah.
You know what's really annoying too? The Oxford study stuff.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Dude, that shit is so annoying.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
It's very annoying.
There's a lot of parasocials nowadays. Oh,
for sure. For sure.
So does parasocials like also apply to trends?
No, it's more of so like how everyone's like growing up online. Like they don't have friends.
Like a type of person.
Like they don't socialize with real people. It's all like through the internet.
Like parasocial means like they're super obsessed with that specific person. And they think they're
friends. It's like they have a relationship with someone when they don't really have a relationship back.
Like they don't have a
it's a one-sided.
It's one-sided. Okay, okay.
Right.
All right, so honestly, we haven't taken a look at these like Discord questions in a while.
Minute. Sorry about that, boys. But
shout out to y'all for leaving these. Mm-hmm. Shout out AJ with the first question.
Okay.
Would you guys ever consider changing the name of the pod?
Dude,
I want to hear. I'll go last.
I remember you said that you kind of wanted to name it Situationship.
Oh yeah, that was in the very beginning.
That was like brainstorming in the beginning.
Yeah,
I kind of liked it when I first heard it, but now I'm hearing it. No, I love our 949.
949.
Yeah.
I would consider it, but I think it's too late. If I'm being real,
in my opinion,
I think it's too
late. Oh yeah, way too late.
I love the name
949.
It's short and sweet.
So sweet.
It is. It is short.
I like that it's letters. I mean numbers.
Yeah.
Right. You know?
Here,
Jason.
No, I like that. It's a number that's easy to say.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And like, oh, that's 949.
Yeah.
Right. People already know. It's crazy how three numbers is like, we can identify with like an area code.
Yeah.
Also, for most people, I feel like when they're talking, like, we're now associated with that area code.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably one of their first thoughts.
Right, right.
I like how, well, I don't want to sound cocky, but I like how, like, we're legitimizing or putting 949 on the map a little bit.
Are you saying like Irvine as a whole?
Yeah, like Irvine as a whole. Like 949 is not just a number. No, it's like it means something else. It can mean something else to people.
That's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or like maybe because like if you say like I like when I enter like an empty group chat with a lot of missing numbers, I know mine will pop up as 949, and maybe they'll know who I am. I like that thought too.
I see. That's the reason I don't like it.
Why? What?
Yeah, because I'm not from Irvine for one.
Oh.
And for two, I feel like it in my opinion, it kind of like, it's not a global name.
It's not a global name.
It's like a California name.
No, I know. Yeah,
I feel like it restricts the, like, not really, but kind of.
I think we can make it global.
No, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it could easily become something and the name will like come with it.
Right, right, right.
But
it is easy to say what you were saying.
It's easy to say.
Yeah.
And that's really important in social media.
949.
But also, I feel like it just like it doesn't mean as much to people not in Cali.
Yeah.
Like I get that point. Like someone in New York, like what's the area code for New York? Like fucking
I don't know.
No clue.
You know what I mean? Like and if there was a pod, like I saw there's like a pod on TikTok, a new one. It's called the 505 podcast.
Oh, really?
There's no way.
Yeah. The 505, and they actually got the other Nelk member.
Jesse. Oh, they got him?
Like they're like a legit
They're a legit pod.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, two white guys.
Yeah.
Oh,
so it's like a legit pod, and it's literally the same name, but it's 505.
Yeah.
And honestly, my first thought when I saw that was like, it didn't scream like professional.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, so do you think people think 949 is not professional?
Not that. Mm-hmm. It's just like, it didn't, I don't know.
I know what you're saying, that, though. Like, star factor.
Yeah.
It's not like a name.
Yeah. Like some names, they stick out to you and you're going to remember those, bro. But I feel like if you don't know like a number, you're not going to remember 505 or 949.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I do like our introductions, though. They're always like, oh, 949's coming. You know, I kind of like that.
Yeah.
I think I like it because like I grew up here and that's who I am. Like I'm a SoCal OC Asian.
Mm-hmm.
So like 949 is perfect. But like 505, I saw that podcast. I'm like, oh, man, what the fuck? What 505? I don't know what the area code for 505 is.
Yeah.
And let's say they blow up, right?
Yeah.
I still won't know and I still won't care.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In my opinion.
I think Irvine is pretty well known though.
Not to the world.
In SoCal.
Maybe in Cali.
Really?
Yeah.
But they might know Irvine and they might know Orange County, but they don't know it's 9 for 9.
9 for 9.
Yeah.
That's true. I don't know. I think it's a good name though. It's better than it being like super long and like kind of obnoxious to stuff. You know?
Yeah.
Like here are the
Canceled podcast. I like that name.
Yeah, me too.
Like that's canceled? A great name for the host, Tana.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Brooke is back.
I just think words are better.
Yeah, but it's hard also.
In terms of like branding.
Yeah.
But yeah, because 9 for 9 could also mean other shit, you know?
Yeah.
There's like millions of people. Or if not millions, but.
Rename it right now. You have to. What would you name it?
Yes, it's so tough to think of a name, though. But that 505, they've been around actually for a minute. Yeah, because I saw they had Low on as a guest way back in the day.
Oh, they did?
Like a year ago.
Oh, deadass?
Yeah.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah. So I think, they might be somewhat local. I don't know.
That's the other thing too, is like if there's a bunch of number podcasts popping up, then 9 for 9 becomes just one of the numbers.
Right. Like 714 comes out.
You know what I mean?
That would be crazy.
213.
There was a 626 pod.
No.
But it didn't really go anywhere.
That's crazy.
I like that it starts and ends with the same number. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it was different, I think it'd be harder to say, but ours is like a 9-4-9.
If it was 9-4-7,
it's kind of weird.
Oh, yeah. 9-4-7 is not it, bro. No.
See, that's like very random.
Yes.
Know? I think we have a little structure to ours.
We do.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it's a good number to say.
Yeah.
And like when people say it, like when I heard it on UTI pod and they like reference us, like 9 for 9. Like people just know.
Easy.
Yeah, they just know. They just know. They just know. Like it's like nice.
True.
I like it. It flows. It's very easy to say out the mouth. You know, like 9 for 9. 9 for 9.
Yeah.
Shout out to that guy.
And then I was watching Jason the Ween stream.
Uh-huh.
And then when they posted the flyer, like all the chat was going 9 for 9 pod.
Oh, really?
It was just like a number 9 for 9. So it was like good to see.
Well, yeah, that is great to see. That's great to see.
But
my friends call me Miss 9 for 9. Sometimes, and it's kind of funny.
Yeah, bro.
I like that. Yeah.
I feel like that's like all friends, bro. Like you definitely get hit with that, bro.
Yeah, Mr. 9 for 9.
Yeah. I like walk into a room I've never seen. Oh, 9 for 9, bro. Like chill, bro. You don't get that.
I get that.
You get that.
I get that a lot,
dude.
Yeah. I was at Wingstop. 9 for 9. Bro, I was like, bro, that's hella embarrassing.
Does that make you feel good or bad?
I'm just like caught off guard.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay. Yeah.
She was ready to be a big back, bro. She got her Wingstop ready, and they're like 9 for 9. You're like, fuck, bro.
No, but then I'm just like, oh hey.
Yeah. You know?
People do like. I feel like some fans will be like 9 for 9. I like that.
It's cute. I like when it's said in person. It's like short and sweet, and everybody kind of knows.
Yeah.
It's cute.
I think it's a good name.
But in terms of like branding, like filing like LLC or like that kind of shit, I don't know.
Yeah.
Dude, you guys need to change your username.
What do you mean?
You need something catchier.
Really?
Yeah, that's how you're going to grow.
Like my at?
Yes.
Oh.
Jeez.
Dude, you see how Jason the Ween like put such like a like ordinary name, just put the Ween, and now he's like known as Jason the Ween?
Yeah, but he also went by that his whole career.
Also don't know if he even likes that.
I feel like he might.
He might not.
But
he
you can
be
make. You can make something that you like.
No, that's true. But
yeah,
I don't know what I feel like mine would just be like Megman.
Megman as your IG, you could.
If I could.
Yeah.
I think that actually helps. Might help.
I think it does. Maybe. I think it helps brand yourself.
Yeah.
Like Tara Yummy.
Facts.
Yeah.
Viet Trap.
Yeah, Viet Trap.
But some people like are known just for the name, like
Right. Right.
Or Wu-Talk.
Yeah, Wu-Talk.
But those are unique names.
Those are unique names.
That is true. Like our names is kind of
Yeah. I don't want to give up the full name, bro. It's hard to get the full name on IG.
No, for real. Like
make another account and switch it.
And just hold the username.
Hold both of them.
Oh, actually, maybe.
You can you can like switch it, and then you'll know you just switched it. So just switch it on the other account.
We'll see.
But that's like how people sell their usernames.
Yeah.
Is that zesty to like say like it's for me like Jason so hard or something? Like, I don't know what to
Jason too turt.
Yeah, like bro.
I think in the beginning it's always a little fruity, and once if you become legit, then the name becomes hard. All of a sudden.
You become your name.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, in the beginning, I guarantee kids in Houston or wherever Jason's from are like, bro, who the fuck is Jason the Ween? Yeah. He definitely got roasted for that, bro.
For the name,
for sure.
I'd low-key maybe just change the whole, like, Drewski. Like, his name, not Drewski.
Oh, just a new name.
Yeah, like Metro.
What Metro? No, I'm saying, like, profiles Jason Kim.
No, I'm just saying, like, examples.
Yeah.
Metro's name is not Metro.
True.
So what would you change your name to then?
Fuck, I don't know. I probably wouldn't.
Yeah, I have a lame name, bro. No nicknames.
Think about it. It'll come to you.
If I start Twitch, I'm going to have a goofy name like that.
Yeah, you got to.
I'm going to just go K-Town P, though. I think that could hit.
I like K-Town P.
K-Town P, yeah. I kind of like that.
I feel like that could stick.
You're not even from K-Town.
I know. It's because I'm Korean.
Bro.
Oh, really?
I'm about to get roasted by them Hyungs, bro.
No, I'm going to get roasted because I stole the K-Town from this other dude in high school.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, bro. Like freshman year, I was like, bro, who is K-Town Shoddy on IG? I was like, that's such a sick name, bro. K-Town. 4 years later, I'm in college. Yo, K-Town P? Let's go.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Aren't you K-Town Playboy?
Yeah, but that was like so cringe because Playboy's like cringe. You know? Yeah. So I swapped it out. Yeah.
K-Town P.
Yeah.
K-Town P has a good ring to it.
Yeah, it flows. Yeah.
It works both ways.
Yeah.
It sounds more of like a Finsta name, though.
It does. It doesn't match like a Twitch name, though.
No.
Really?
Like, I don't think so.
Yo, that's K-Town.
Nah.
No.
Really?
Because if they say P, they won't know you.
Yeah, but like K-Town. That's K-Town.
I feel like K-Town
K-Town's
P is
too.
There's
too
a
much.
Lot of people K-Town. That go by K-Town, and then there's a lot of people like Paul George goes by P.
PG.
But podcast P.
Yeah, podcast P.
So.
Yeah, we'll see, man.
Yeah.
Can't believe we do a podcast.
While on the podcast.
No, it's actually crazy.
No, it's actually kind of crazy if you think about it. Yeah. Like, we literally just sit here and yap for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then leave.
And people watch.
I know.
Not only 10,000, 20,000 motherfuckers.
And people know us. That's a little city.
Nah, for real, bro. Wait, did we have another one or no?
I always wonder if people giggle while watching it.
Dude, yeah. I feel like they do.
I giggle.
Do you guys giggle?
I giggle sometimes.
Also, I think, or at least for me, it depends on the mood before I start watching the pod.
Facts.
Oh, really? Facts.
If it was like a rough day and I watched the pod, I'm like, I'm not laughing today.
Oh.
But I don't even want to watch that.
Yeah,
shit.
I hit the pen once. I'm like, holy shit, this no, is so same. Funny, bro.
It's actually hilarious yeah. when you hit the pen.
So funny. It's like perfect combo.
I'd be rewinding parts.
Yeah, bro.
Because I'm like, yo, that shit was funny.
Shout out David Shin. This guy DM'd me too, so I'm going to shout your name out.
Hi, David.
David.
David Shin is such a church boy name.
That is. That is.
The Shin last name.
Yeah.
But hopefully you don't mind me shouting out your name because I'm about to read out your whole story right here.
Oops.
I'm going to paraphrase it though. But basically he says, I've been best friends this guy mm-hmm. for 4 years. Mm-hmm. And then he finally introduced his new girlfriend to his best friend over dinner.
Makes sense.
Over a K-barbecue dinner. and then the girlfriend's friends were also there too.
Okay.
Right? So it's girls and guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then basically after the dinner, he said that his guy best friend...
Mm-hmm.
Like completely dropped him, right?
No, he didn't drop him. What did he say? He said...
He pulled him aside.
He said, yo, you should break up with her because her friends were weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then he later told me he will block me on everything because he thinks I'm weird now for hanging out with them.
Mm.
And then he also like was shit talking the new girlfriend and calling her mid.
Oh, dude.
And David is basically asking what he should do and whether he should drop his best friend or just keep him.
Drop the best friend. He's weird and he's honestly in love with you.
No, I agree.
Or something. Like, why is he so mad at the girl?
Dude, I know, bro.
It's weird.
It's kind of odd.
Yeah, I like read the I saw the comment that he left too, and I'm like, how is somebody so impulsive so quick, your friend for 4 years, just immediately drop you like that? You know what I mean?
Dude,
that's like
yeah.
a weird person in my like to block him.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's like an ultimatum almost.
It is, bro. Yeah, like what the hell?
Yeah.
It is weird behavior. Yeah, I don't know. What if the girl is actually weird? Like, what if he senses like bad energy from this new girl?
But you can say it, and then I think of being a good friend is being there like you can say your opinions, but you don't let it, you know,
you're not like a drive cut off you this or, far. Yeah.
Like you're emotionally attached at that point.
Exactly. No, I totally agree. I think this motherfucker, yeah. I don't know. I think it's just weird that like you're so quick to judge your best friend of 4 years because of one dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I know why it's extra hard for him, because I'm imagining like Jason coming up to me. Say I'm like talking to some new girl and he's like, bro, she's so not it. Like obviously part of me is going to believe him. I've known him for so long, you know, even if I like the girl.
Right.
So that's why
right.
this dude's probably struggling like, fuck, bro.
Yeah.
He's and losing
I
his
would,
best friend.
I would say that too. If yeah. she wasn't it, I would tell Paul like, yo, she's not it.
Exactly.
But I think he's wrong. Like I wouldn't be like, yo, Paul, I'm going to drop you now. Like,
if you yeah. hang out there. So. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah.
Also like, kind of see if this is like the first time he's acting this weird about it, because if this is the first time he's ever acting out and like trying to drop you as a friend, they're the girl is probably weird then, maybe in a certain way, but mm-hmm. like just like look into it more, maybe just ask him more questions. And
yeah,
no, he went on a little bit and like people were interacting with his post.
They were
I think you have a toxic best friend, bro. That's what it is.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what it is, bro. Yeah. So
I've had one of those. Yeah, you just gotta drop him, bro.
Yeah,
it's not gonna work. That's so crazy.
And it seemed like you know the answer, bro.
Yeah, it does seem like he knows the answer, bro.
Yeah.
It is hard, though, to drop a friend.
For sure, bro.
Yeah, yeah. 4 years. I mean, that's not crazy.
It's not that long, yeah, actually.
I would still be very sad about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I get like that a little bit.
What?
What do you mean?
Like, I understand where the friend's coming from. I would never take it that far. Uh-huh. But sometimes it personally, like, pisses me off when my friend's with someone that's obviously not good for them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh,
it
yeah.
makes me angry. Yeah, it makes yeah, yeah. me kind of not want to hang out with the friend for a little.
A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it if it's, like, I act like that if you've talked about this person over and over and over and over again. You know? This mm-hmm. is, like, the first time he's meeting them. Mm-hmm. So it would there would be more room for lenience, but mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Especially if they constantly talk about everything bad that they do to that person. I'm like, why are you telling me this? Like, you should know the answer already.
Yeah. First mm-hmm. meet is crazy, but if you're going to keep going back to him, like, I'm cool. Like, you can do that, mm-hmm. but don't, like, come every time you fight and be like, yo, like...
Nah, but he was roasting the friends too.
Yeah.
He was roasting the girlfriend's friends.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's weird. He's in love with him.
No, literally. That's the first instinct I got to.
Yeah. Maybe
I think you guys are just a little young, bro.
You think so?
Because he was like saying that they're the lamest people ever.
His friend was saying that?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. They probably are young, bro. And, like, the dude wants to look cool or something.
Yeah, I think your friend just wants to look cool.
Yeah.
Hang around people that are cool.
Yeah.
So, like, he's kind of, like, roasting you for hanging out with weird people.
Exactly. I think but that's
bro,
what it is.
Nah, bro. Oh. You know what I mean? I think they are on the younger side. I get it, bro. High school, like, mm-hmm. you want to hang out with the popular kids.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
like, you almost feel like you can't be seen with the weird kids or
yeah.
some shit.
No, but yeah, I get it, but, like, a good person wouldn't even
yeah,
say that.
Yeah, for
you know,
sure
like
not.
Only a bad. I feel like he has like really crazy jealousy issues, and it's just kind of jealous that that's a thing that I got. That he's just jealous that he found a new girl, and probably he doesn't have a girl, so he's just jealous.
You think he's jealous of the attention?
I think he's just jealous that his best friend got a girl now.
Because he doesn't have a girl.
He doesn't have a girl. That's what I kind of thought.
I think it's more so like he just like is young uh-huh. and like wants to. His boy
stay single
to like be around cool people
maybe yeah. yeah I don't know, that's not a valid reason though to stop liking a girl because she's not cool, bro. Like what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, facts.
That's like actually like high school maybe or like middle school, bro. School
that's yeah. some high school shit.
Yeah, that's
dude, when you get older, bro, being weird is the cool.
It's good.
Yeah,
it totally is good agree. It is good to be weird,
dude. Yeah, high school was so serious for no reason. It felt like that in the moment.
Yeah, I feel like I was like not the cool kid
in high school.
Yeah, I was like a loser, low key.
Were you a loser?
Low key. Nah, I mean obviously I wasn't picked on, yeah. but like I was like you know in marching band and stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So like it's obviously not cool.
Yeah.
Versus
yeah.
like a sports kid.
Yeah,
and
dude,
like I didn't have real. A lot of friends that were like in sports at all, or I didn't. I feel like in my school like uh-huh. there was always like. The popular white group.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
then, like, the one token Asian kid.
In the
kid.
Group.
Yeah, and yeah. everyone else, like, they never even looked at.
Damn.
Yeah, so it makes you feel like you're a loser, low-key.
Yeah, bro.
But yeah, I think things have changed now, maybe. Asians are the wave now.
For real.
Asians? Oh, yeah.
A little bit.
That makes me curious. Asians are so up right now. In school, in the school system, you think they're the number one, like the popular group?
Nah,
they're not the popular group, but I would say like...
Asians are definitely up right now.
They're up right now.
They are.
Compared to when we were in school.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I'm so proud to be Asian now.
But I don't know. I don't know what goes on in high school anymore. Yeah, I'd be curious to know.
Especially with TikTok now, too.
Did you guys see that? Dude, high school. Yeah. High school just started. Did you see that shooting, bro?
Where?
Dude, four kids died.
Oh, Georgia.
It was at elementary school.
Yeah, bro. Or no, high school. The dude was 14.
Oh
yeah, but I'm just like, bro, like, is our school, is US actually fucked, bro? I see a lot of people say that about the whole gun safety shit, but like, you think it's actually a problem now?
Well, it's been a problem.
It's been a problem, yeah.
But
so
like,
many shootings.
Should we start like actually? I've always heard people make all these changes or the theoretical changes to the school system, like locking door buildings or like security at the front, but I don't really see that implemented. You know what I mean?
I think there are security.
Really?
Yeah. We had security. I have more dangerous high schools.
No, like super like strict security. Yeah. Where you have to like walk through like the metal detector and stuff like that. Yeah.
I think so. Honestly, like I've seen a thing too where the kids have to put their phone in like a like this baggie and it's like a metal clamp. And you could there's like a certain way to unlock it.
Uh-huh.
And I saw that at a certain school. So it's just, I think that's another
Speaking of kids, bro. So right now my sister works in the school system now. So she works with kids.
Mm-hmm.
She was telling me the one thing that she sees commonly now is like a lot of the parents are very busy, you know, because it's hard to make money these days, especially. So they just put their kids on the iPad all day. Right. So these kids get to school and they cannot survive without the iPad. Right.
Yeah.
What?
So then like they would take it because obviously you can't use it during school.
Yeah.
And the kids are like second grade, first grade, and they're cussing at the teacher like, what the F are you doing? Like, why did you take my effing iPad? I'm like, dude, they're that young saying that now.
No, it's such a thing. Because remember when I was teaching kids?
Yeah.
Like, so there was this one specific school that gave every single kid an iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And like before class started, every single kid is on their iPad. I would have to tell them at least 10 times to put their damn iPad away.
Yeah.
They do not put that shit away. Damn. It's so annoying.
Dude, this might be crazy. iPad I genuinely generation. Think there's a time coming soon where... a lot of people are gonna struggle like reading even, bro, or writing well.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I actually think that, bro.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
People can't spell. I see it on TikTok every day.
Yeah, dude.
Then, that's crazy.
Yeah, bro.
Like no one can fucking spell the right there.
Wait, I don't know if I'm tripping.
Hello.
Is it? You know, paid. Like when you're paying someone.
Yeah.
Paid.
Uh-huh.
Is it P A I D?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I see so many people, P-A-Y-E-D.
Yeah, they've been making shit up.
Everywhere, bro.
Oh, right?
I'm like, bro, what, dude?
Dude, it's also like, remember like when we were in elementary school, we'd be able to tell which kid it was by their handwriting.
Yeah,
kind of a little bit. So I feel like, I don't know, now they're all just on the iPad. It's not going to be the same.
That's what I'm saying. You're never going to catch a kid reading a book.
Yeah.
Like a first grader. They're on their phone nowadays watching fucking something.
No, kids are not smart these days.
It was like such a treat if we got like the Kindles or like the
Chromebooks.
Yeah.
No, that was fire.
This generation is fucked.
Yeah. Too much stimulation.
Way too much.
Yeah,
much, bro.
They're overstimulated.
Yeah, dude.
I think about this a lot, about how I'm going to raise my kids with this new society.
I can honestly see, why people don't want to have kids in this society.
Yeah. It's
because you have to put them out there in school.
Uh-huh.
But you can't protect them.
True.
And they're around all these other...
Yeah, dude.
It's so scary. If my kid was at that school that just had the shooting, my kid is never stepping foot... again, I feel like I would be so paranoid and anxious.
For sure.
Just to have
your
kid
paranoid.
Go to school.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. It's kind of sad.
It's very sad.
Yeah.
We're really lucky because our parents did a lot of research and came to Irvine.
No, literally.
You know what I mean?
Irvine is goated for Irvine education.
Is so good. So safe, too.
Very, very blessed and thankful, y'all.
No, for real. We're like one of the number one most safest cities.
I know. Irvine is like very bougie, bro.
I know.
You know that, like. It's really expensive too.
Yeah, we're privileged.
It's one of the most expensive cities.
I agree. Do you guys ever get like, oh, you're from Irvine? I could tell you're an Irvine kid. Really?
Irvine, no.
Yeah. SoCal, yes.
SoCal, yeah, yeah. All the time. SoCal. Oh my god, SoCal for sure. Or like Cali girl.
Dude, yeah, now though, I don't like that shit, bro. Because we got roasted a couple times, and because there's so many TikToks about the SoCal Asian, like, themes and shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, when they say that, they're like, you're such like a SoCal Asian. I'm like, fuck, dude. I don't like that, bro.
Dude, yeah. The SoCal Asian stuff is getting like pretty big.
The stereotypes are taking us back so many years.
Dude. You see all those videos like where they say the word at the same time?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're like, oh, it's like two, it's like a guy and a girl,
it's like
walking.
Seaside, da da da, da da da. It's like, why are all girls the same? I'm like, bro.
I don't like watching those TikToks because it is kind of true, but.
I got one last question to end off this week's episode is, does popularity matter when you're dating someone? Like, does it boost their stock if they're a popular dude?
If you're like in high school and college, yeah.
Uh-huh.
No, even adult life, I feel like, yeah.
Oh, really?
Really?
Because I feel like if you prove that majority people like you, uh-huh. then, like, you're likable.
Okay, okay. Jason, what do you think?
I think there is a different high school popularity and adult popularity is different.
It's different.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's adult popularity, though, if you had to define
like clout?
It?
Yeah, I'm talking clout? About more so known as, like, the cool guy. Like, oh, like, that's, like, a
oh,
cool...
Oh, like, they're on social media?
Or just in general, like, yo, that's like a sick guy right there, you know?
Oh, well, obviously, if that's a good, people are saying good things about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's good. But right. I feel like it's more so like if you have a following.
Mm, yeah. Oh, for sure. That helps.
That and like for girl wise, like if a lot of guys think she's pretty, then she's probably popular.
Right. 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 Right.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think it matters.
Yeah.
I think it does matter. Because let's say like a guy was like a 6.5, 7
Uh-huh.
But he's like the most popular guy in school. Yeah, I'm gonna think he's pretty cute too.
Yeah,
in a certain way, it's definitely gonna boost my. I might not think he's like the cutest guy ever, uh-huh. like what else everyone else thinks, but it's gonna definitely boost it in my mind.
I'm glad everyone agrees. I strongly believe in this, bro. I think a lot of like TikTok people too, especially like they look better because they are like so popular or they have like the followers and stuff,
100%.
Bro.
100%. Yeah, yeah.
Like take it away. I don't know if they're like that, you know, it's handsome or pretty.
It's like all these streamers too. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. For sure. With streamers. The streamers, for sure.
Yeah. Popularity is so real.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Bro.
That's clout though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What about like if you're not on social media?
Yeah, I think it's still
like
helps.
if
what do you mean?
No clout involved. Let's mm-hmm. just say like a group of like a group of friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I think when I think popularity. I don't think social media. Yeah. I think friends.
Mm. Oh, just like popular group. With a lot of friends.
With a lot of friends. Yeah. Yeah. Let's say like within the big friend group. Let's say it was like a big friend group and one guy was like the most popular guy. He's like the leader or whatever.
Oh,
you know?
I don't like that.
Oh, okay.
You don't like it?
No.
Because obviously everyone will like someone with clout.
I don't trust someone who has like too many friends.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, if a girl has hella friends too, I don't really like it, bro.
Yeah.
She's like the life of the party, walking and dapping up everyone. Oh, fuck no, bro. Oh, no way.
And dating the popular dude is so hard on your mind.
Also, popular is actually bad then.
It's, yeah, popular it's, is bad.
It comes with the goods and the bads because obviously you're with the popular dude.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, he's the popular dude.
Yeah, you know yeah. I mean? There's also might be some stories because he is popular,
exactly.
You know? So
that shit comes with anxiety, bro.
Shit.
Lots of anxiety.
All right, guys, that's the end of this week's episode.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully, you know, you guys enjoyed the 2-year last week.
Yeah.
And look forward to the 9 for 9 Olympic video coming soon. All right.
Dude,
go
I
check.
I can't wait.
You know what?
Me personally, I can't wait to watch it, bro. I think post edits, we're going to look so cool, bro. Yeah.
No, dude. No. It was shot really well. Shout
super
out Tony.
Well. Mm-hmm.
And go check out my vlogs. I don't know what. I don't know. The party vlog might be up. I don't know when this video is going up. So. But the yacht vlog will definitely be up, so go check that out. Yeah, anything you guys want
to
add?
Make sure to subscribe, bro, as always.
Yep.
And leave comments.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Help us get to 50K, all right?
50K.
What, by the end of the year?
End of the year, bro. End of the year. I think we got to start setting like goals as well
again.
We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
We'll do that at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do the next one.
Okay. Thank you for watching.
Yeah, thank you for watching. We're the 9 for 9 podcast, baby. Peace out.
Peace.